We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, Pastor Todd McIntyre shares the vision of Gateway Men. Let's listen in as he talks about how Gateway engages men at their church.
Welcome back to the Men's Summit podcast. You know, last episode, we talked about the Gateway Men vision here at Gateway Church. We talked about the goal for a man to become a strong, masculine, healthy man is for a man to go from being indirect to direct. And just to kind of give you a little review from last week, indirect is really what you do, but direct is who you are. We said that as a boy, you learn how to be indirect during your 6 to 12-year-old age range. But around puberty, God switches the whole thing and wants you to go from being indirect to direct. In other words, that you aren't just concerned about what you do, but you know who you are. You know about your spirituality. You know about your emotions. You know about your life. And guys, that is found when we get connected with other men and we're willing to share our hearts and we're willing to go places we wouldn't normally go with men. I was listening to an interview one time with Brett Favre. Brett Favre was the Hall of Fame quarterback who started with the Atlanta Falcons. He got drafted by the Falcons, but then most of his career, he played for the Green Bay Packers. At the end of his career, he retired a couple times, but he ended up playing for the Minnesota Vikings, New York Jets. Brett Favre had a hard time leaving football. If you followed that at all, you know what I'm talking about. But Brett was asked, what will he miss the most from retiring from the NFL? And he made this comment, I'll never forget it. He said, I'm not really going to miss throwing the football, being on the field, but what I am going to miss is the locker room. You know, there's something about the locker room where men are sharing their hearts, where men are giving it their all, working as hard as they can, giving it everything they have, fighting for one another, being close to one another, sharing life's dreams with one another, that makes us feel bonded like we could never feel. You know, I know as men, there's something that helps us to grow up and become all we can be when we share our lives with other men. Think about the military. I've heard a lot of people in the military tell me, we don't just fight for our country, but we're fighting for the guy next to us. We're not just fighting for our country, we're fighting for the guy next to us. There's something inside each one of us, guys, that if we're not connected to other men, if we're not connected to another guy in our lives and we're sharing our hearts with them, not just talking about our jobs and our strategies and what we're gonna do this weekend and what we do last weekend, but really sharing our struggles, our sins, our issues in our lives, when we can have men in our lives that we can share that with, I'm telling you, it fills a hole in each one of our lives that all of us are longing to fill. You know, John 13:35 says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. I love what Jesus is saying here. He said, if you learn to love one another, and love doesn't come from just talking about life. It comes from talking about our lives. It comes from talking about what we're going through. When we really love one another, Jesus said it proves that we are his disciples. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another in acts of love and good works. And in James 5:16, it says, confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. What do I mean by this? Guys, we got to get around other men. And it's a risk. Because the risk is, what if they don't like me? What if they make fun of me? What if I look weird? What if I seem weird? I get it. And when we step out and share our hearts, sometimes it can feel a little awkward at times. So you gotta find the right place at the right time with the right guys. But I'm telling you, it's out there. You know, for me, I'm 49 years old right now, but ever since I can remember when I was young, coming through college, I remember going to a men's prayer. And it was at this men's prayer, my dad kind of was the men's pastor of the church. And at this men's prayer, we would share with one another, we would pray for the church, and then we would just share each other's prayer request. And it was during that time that I started learning how to talk to other men about my heart and what was going on. And I remember feeling like, wow, there was something different about that group than just hanging out with my buddies. And ever since I've been young, I've always tried to find a group of men that I could hang out with, grow with, live life together with. Right now, I'm in my own small group. It meets at 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings. We have about 24 guys that meet together. But I don't just do that. I go to men's prayer and I pray with the guys. I go to a breakfast with about 20 other guys. We just sit around and talk about life. We talk about heart issues. We talk about things that are going on in our lives. I'm constantly connected with men. And the reason I do it isn't because it's my job. although it is my job. The reason I do it is because I know I need it. I need to get around guys. I cannot isolate myself and get stuck in a hole, because when I do that, it just seems like I get depressed. It seems like I start feeling hopeless. It seems like I have no real reason to live. And there are some guys out there right now that I know you're in that situation. You're not connected. You're not connected with another man. You're not growing with another man. And guys, as long as you stay isolated from other men and you don't share the deep things in your heart, your pain, your struggles, your sins, your dreams, your desires, there's always going to be something missing in your life. Now, I wanted to bring in a friend of mine today, and I wanted you to hear from him. His name is Don Roach. Don is a friend of mine that I met, of all places, at a church golf tournament. In fact, when I play in the golf tournament, I tell the golf director, just put me with new guys. Get me with a new guy, because I always know there's guys out there that have never been connected with another man. I know we're going to play golf and we're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to try to do our best to win the tournament. But the reality is, what I really want when I go to that tournament is to help a man see that when we talk about real issues, it changes the way we think about life. And so I brought Don in. I want him to share his story of what happened to him from the moment we sat down in that golf cart to now. So listen to his story.
We had just moved to Texas and started going to Gateway Church when my wife signed me up for the men's golf tournament. It just happened to be that that year it was on my birthday. And we were going through a time in our lives where I couldn't find the right job. I was working two, maybe three jobs at that time. And it was one of the, if not the best, one of the best birthday gifts I ever received. And when she signed me up, she had put in the little box that asked, who do you want to play with? She filled it out and said, men's pastor. I didn't realize it at the time, but I had gotten put into the same group as Pastor Todd McIntyre. It was the first time I'd ever met him. And I met him before we got set into our groups and introduced myself. He introduced himself to me. And on top of everything else, he said, look, we need to sit down and talk. And I said, sure, just let me know what works for you. And what stood out to me was he said, no, let me look at your calendar. And he looked at his and he said, we're going to meet on this date and this time and we'll talk. That's what began me getting connected to Gateway Men. It's in that follow-up conversation that Pastor Todd asked me where I was in my walk, how I spent my quiet time. Was I connected with any groups? What men did I have in my life? I didn't have a lot of answers for it at that time. We were new here in Texas. We were new to Gateway. And Pastor Todd told me about the men's prayer group that we have on Thursday mornings that starts at 5:30. His Promise Principle group that starts at 8. And that began connecting me to other men, to friends, led to a job opportunity. But more than any of that, it's what began to change who I was as a man of God. From being connected in Thursday morning prayer and watching other men step in and intercede and pray, which I had never seen before, for men that they didn't know, to really realizing that that there were men in that same circle years before praying for me, not specifically, but men like me to come and to fill in that circle. And then the Promise Principle, where we came together as men and were just able to be honest and vulnerable with each other, be transparent, and let the Word of God begin transforming our hearts. It's been about 3 years since I got connected with Gateway and got connected with the Promise Principle group. And in that time, I have experienced the greatest growth in who I am as a man of God, in my relationship with the Lord. And I've watched my heart change, or seen my heart change exponentially. My marriage is completely different. The way I am as a husband and a father, as a friend, isn't even in the same realm. Through the process, I've allowed God to begin to show me where I had weak points. And one of those areas was trust. But in that same journey, God has brought men alongside me to bring a new recording of where I'd been hurt before by mentors or people I considered friends. He's brought people to speak wisdom and provide godly example of how to be a husband where I hadn't had it before. And the coolest thing for me is watching the fruit that comes from my marriage and just the love that I get at home from my wife. And it's interesting because I think Thursday mornings when I go to prayer and Promise Principle, it's more or as important to her as it is to me. She'll make sure I'm in bed on time and that I am up on time, and she gets to grow from the fruit that I get from that relationship that we've got there.
Thanks, Don. I love your testimony, and I love how just how meeting up with some other guys not only changed your life, but it's now impacting your entire family. Guys, I've told you in the past episodes, when a man becomes more like Christ, the whole family gets stronger in their faith as well. Everything rises and falls on leadership, and when you guys are connecting to God, when you guys are getting closer to God, it will impact your marriage, it will impact your kids, and it will impact your future. And I'm excited because everything we do here at Gateway is to help men connect with other men and help them get closer to Christ. Well, guys, I know you've heard this, but I'm going to say it again. In a couple weeks, May 16th and 17th, one of the greatest things I think Gateway does is we put on our annual men's conference. We call it Men's Summit. In fact, you can go to menssummit.com and see all about what we're going to do, what the costs are, how to get here. If you're out of state, you can rent a hotel. You can do everything you need to do right there on the menssummit.com website. But in about 2 weeks, we're going to put you in a situation that if you will come, you'll connect with other men just like you. And these men are going to help you not only get connected with each other, but connected to God as well. Guys, I am so excited. We have some incredible things that we're going to do at the Men's Summit. And of course, don't forget, we're always about the indirect to the direct. And so we have a bunch of fun stuff that you're going to be able to do. But then you're going to be able to go in and listen to speakers and worship with 4,000 other men and see God just move on your hearts in such a way that I believe you're going to make some decisions at this summit that are going to change not only your life, but your marriage and your kids and your future. And this coming up week, I'm excited because we're going to have a bonus episode. We've never done this before, but we're going to have a bonus episode for the Men's Summit. I'm going to bring in James Lee. And James Lee is the guy who executes, along with his team, he executes the entire Men's Summit. And he's going to come and give us some insights about what's going to happen at the Men's Summit, because there's a lot of things we advertise, but there's a lot of things we hide. We don't let everybody know, and we like to sneak them in. And sometimes we bring in celebrities. Sometimes we bring in things that you're like, where did they get these guys from? And James Lee is a master at putting conferences together. So I'm going to ask him to come in and give you some insight. So if you're a Men's Summit podcast follower, you're going to get to hear things that nobody else knows about and won't even get to see until we get to the Men's Summit. So be looking for that episode coming up this week. And guys, I'm excited. I hope you can see it. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I'm excited about the Men's Summit, but I'm really excited because we have a chance to see 4,000 men get closer to Christ. We have a chance to change history. We have a chance to do something that maybe has never been done on the face of the earth. And I'm hoping that you get to be a part of it. There's a few things you'll get to do in life, but there's not a lot of things that you're gonna do like this that could really make an impact on the rest of your life. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you for all these men that are listening to this podcast. I thank you for all the men that every week tune in to this podcast and they're growing in their faith and they're becoming better husbands, they're becoming better fathers, they're becoming better Christians. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would continue to help them, each one of them, grow in their faith and what they're doing with you. And Lord, I pray that you would just spur in their hearts, Lord, a desire to want to get closer to you, a desire to lay down their flesh where it's been controlling them. And Lord, say yes to the Spirit of God. Lord, that their flesh would no longer be the leader of their lives, but Lord, the Spirit of God would be the leader of their lives. And God, they would learn to say no to that thing that's hurting them and yes to you. Lord, I pray, God, that nothing would stop us from getting closer to you, that we would not let fear, we would not let insecurities, we would not let what's happened to us in the past stop us from what's going on in the future, that we would come together and fight this battle together, that we'd be men who would share a bunker together, that we'd be men who would share locker rooms together. In the Spirit, God, we would be men that would fight the good fight together. And Lord, when we leave this earth, that we will know that we've done everything we can do for you. Father, bless these guys. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with new episodes. If you'd like more information on our men's conference, please visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.